Read the dissent. I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. In the recent Supreme Court decision on gerrymandering from South Carolina, six justices approved of the legislature having pushed black voters into the one predominantly black and Democratic district in order to make the district where those voters had been securely white and securely Republican. In other words, wipe out the second majority minority district. Theoretically, racial gerrymandering is unconstitutional, but now a state can engage in racial gerrymandering if it can invent some vaguely plausible pretext for the race-based decision. The only non-racial reason that South Carolina offered was that the legislature was engaged only in overtly partisan gerrymandering to create another Republican seat, which this Supreme Court previously has ruled was just fine. In the South Carolina case, the three district court judges who heard the witnesses and reviewed mountains of evidence ruled that the state's decision was based on race. Under centuries of precedent, those findings would have been binding on an appellate court. But not here, no longer, not in a gerrymandering challenge. Rather, the government is entitled to a huge presumption in its favor. Justice Kagan concludes, quote, "In the electoral sphere especially, where ugly patterns of pervasive racial discrimination have so long governed, we should demand better. Of ourselves, of our political representatives, and most of all, of this court." The problem with the quite brilliant dissent is, well, it's the dissent. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.